Nobody on the estate had their own telephone at first, but there was phone boxes. Our nearest one would either be up at Rose Hill, which is now the Co-op, which used to be the Rose Pub. There used to be one there. Our nearest one was at Middleton Road, and it was a public call box, and so you had to have your pennies. And you just phoned, and that was our communication. Then, as time went on, the individual person had their own phones, but the majority of the phones, you never had your own line. You shared a line with next door neighbour. And so, of course, if you've got a next door neighbour that lived on the phone, you never got much chance to use yours, or you could pick it up and listen to what they were saying, because it would go click and they'd say, "Oh, I think next door's listening in." So then we would say, "Well, if you get off the phone, give us a chance, you know." But then as time went on, naturally progress, and we all got our own phones. But mostly, yes, it was the public phone boxes down the road. But communication then was more writing a letter. We wrote to Grandma to say that we'd be coming up on Sunday.